So Richard, you don't know?
Well, the only concern I have is the view. Because what you're going to see from here is just pressure-treated lumber. You know, yeah. I don't think the public, I think the public's going to have more input on the wave attenuators.
And we brought that up from day one was the view, because we have a ton of people that come down here even in the wintertime, eat their lunch and look out. And there's no boats out in harbor, so you know they're looking at the water. It's a great view. So what they're going to do, and I believe Mike alluded to it, he's going to make a computer-generated model of what the view would be based on somebody standing on the, you know, right down here.
This little boat. Yeah.
Now, knowing that, in the summertime, they're floats. They're going to have big boats tied to it. So obviously, you're not going to see passants during the times that they do have the boats on there. But what I was more concerned about was when the boats are not there in the wintertime, we're talking all year you can't see the harbor. So that's what he's going to do.
Personally, I like the project. I'm,
you do
losing
like
losing the view would bother me, but and the people in my neighborhood and they're concerned of any loss of public space they're concerned about, and they're concerned about
loss of
just
the
coming down here and seeing 15 feet of pressure treated lumber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taken out of water, you know, and that's just like not appealing to.
So, do they know when they would have that visual ready?
I believe that he said he was going to have it ready for the city council meeting.
Yeah, we're hoping to schedule something in January with the council, but we're not going to schedule it until they're ready. So.
Yeah. I see that as the only stumbling block early myself. But.
So, then is the recommendation to wait on a letter?
I'd rather wait on a letter because I still have some hesitation about the fishing community. I mean, you said it tonight that when the bigger yachts come in, they run over the traps. They're not mindful and they're not respectful. We have to look at everyone. We have a community that's not quite be happy with the view, but now we may have fishing families that are going to be affected by it as well.
Okay.
And the state really cares about public views, and that's why there isn't a marina next to the Rockland Breakwater. Because finally the view from Mary Reed Park would be.
If they built that wall out of granite, they wouldn't have so much trouble on it.
That's true.
But then it would go all the way to the bottom.
It would be a lot more expensive.
Yeah. We'd go right down, and their current design didn't go right down and kind of had almost like flappers and space. So.
Unusual hot water recirculation there.
I know.
There's a lot of questions that they can't answer and have not answered. And the big concern I have as well is, you know, we, and I know everyone always frowns at me when I say this, but we have a boardwalk now that we're not responsible for, but it is deteriorating. And he's not taking care of that. So are we going to take care of this project, or are we going to see the same thing?